Okay, so before we wrap up, I wanted to say just a few words about working with challenges. And I hope that exercise of connecting with unpleasant and pleasant experiences was useful for strengthening this capacity to practice bare awareness. So in the same way, specifically with compassion, because we're connecting to unpleasant experiences, there can be that default tendency to pull away, to shrink back, to ignore or deny. And I want to really emphasize that with compassion, because we're contacting what's difficult and painful, we're also working to keep finding our own balance and our own middle way in the midst of that. So sometimes people bring an agenda that I'm supposed to drill down into my deepest, darkest anguish and stay there. Or the opposite, get it the hell away from me. So we're trying to find this balance between not suppressing and denying on one hand and not wallowing in and falling into grief or despair on the other. And depending on the intensity of the difficulty, at times we might need to keep taking that strategic withdrawal that I've been talking about. So one of the reasons I invited you to notice pleasant feeling tone is that if we happen to be in a phase of strong pain of some kind, and our capacity to be with it is withering, it can actually be really helpful to deliberately turn to what else is going on in my experience, specifically what is pleasant right now. So we might need to practice what I call homeopathic doses of reality. You know, we touch into what's difficult. Touch and go. So we touch it. Wow, grief. You might even literally put a hand on your heart to acknowledge it. Grief. I feel this. And right now I don't have the resources. I have a huge deadline at work. I have my family staying. Thank you, I see you. I'm going to take the dog for a walk. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to watch YouTube videos, or I'm going to call a friend, or I'm going to, whatever it might be to help you come back to balance, take a bath, do some yoga. You all will have your own ways of refreshing and resourcing. That's not denial if it's done with awareness. If it's just a default habit to reach for the bottle of wine or the tub of the ice cream or flick on the TV, that's a different story. But if we're doing it with consciousness and awareness in the service of finding the middle way, of balancing the wisdom and the compassion, then it's a really skillful practice. So touch and go is one strategy. You might even want to set time limits for something. If there's a recurrent emotional pain or distress, it just keeps coming back, and you feel it lurking down there, you might say, okay, this weekend, I'm going to be with you for 5 minutes, and you literally set a timer, and you just see if you can have that capacity to register whatever's going on in the body and the heart and the mind with as much compassion as possible for just 5 minutes, perhaps even 2 minutes or 1 minute. But again, the invitation is to keep gently expanding the comfort zones. So we're not trying to wallow in it, rub our noses in it, or ignore or deny it, but meet it with kindness and compassion. A third technique that I appreciate is one I got from Charlotte Joko Beck again, where she talks about creating a bigger container. And her mantra is ABC, which stands for A, bigger container. Because the usual habit when we touch something painful or uncomfortable is to contract, to tighten up, to try and push it away. In that very moment of reacting like that, of clamping down on it, can that be a reminder to create a bigger container? So I do this by literally sitting up straighter, opening my shoulders, taking a bigger breath, you know, maybe filling more space. Perhaps even doing this, okay, this is intense. Can I create a bigger container? Perhaps visualizing more light or space, even looking out at the sky, anything at all that helps you come out of that reflex of tightening. The analogy is like if you put a wild horse in a small corral, it goes crazy. But if you let it out into a bigger field, it's the same energy, but it's held in a bigger space, and so it's less intense. So those are just a few little strategies if you like to continue exploring the compassion practice this evening and beyond.